coast to coast and border to border. It's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. An honor to have you with us today on this Veterans Day, and we are honoring the men and women who are wearing or have worn the uniform of this country. Great Americans all. Without their sacrifice, without their service to our country, we would not be able to broadcast this radio program. We would not be able to engage with you every single day without the sacrifice that they make. And today we honor that sacrifice, and we honor the families of our military veterans all over this great country. Well, look, we've got a lot going on today, and a lot going on this hour. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Alan West is going to be here in just a little while. But right now on the Newsmaker line, want to bring in Chad Robichaux, who is the founder of Mighty Oaks Foundation. He is a former Force Recon Marine and a pro MMA champion. Chad, you've got quite the resume, and honor to have you on the program today, sir.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Absolutely. When Veterans Day, what does that mean to you when you see the parades, you see the people out there showing respect for the United States military as a veteran?
I think it's a day that we should, Americans should be able to just stop and pause and reflect on the great freedoms that we have, the ones that we appreciate and the ones that we often take for granted, and recognize that, we live in the greatest country in the world, the greatest country that's ever been known to this, to mankind. And the privilege we have to live here and the freedoms we have here come at a cost, and they come at a cost of our brave men and women who's donned the uniform since 1775, and we owe them a day of gratitude.
Well, no doubt about it. And it was really heartening to see so many people, at least here in New York City, come out and see President Trump delivering remarks and standing up for our fighting men and women. And I know, based on the response, whenever he's around our military personnel, they love this president and they admire what he's doing for the troops.
Absolutely. I have a son who's serving. We're a three-generation Marine Corps family. My father served in combat in Vietnam as a Marine. I served eight deployments to Afghanistan, and my son's in the Marine Corps right now, in Afghanistan right now. And then the work I do at Mighty Oaks, I'm around the troops all the time, and I've spoken to over 150,000 troops in the last 3 years on active duty. And never at a time in our country have I seen the military more motivated for a commander-in-chief than right now. Our troops love the president. They love, they believe in him. They believe in his direction as the commander-in-chief. And it's a motivated military right now.
Chad, I want to ask you a question. We just asked Jonathan Gilliam. He was on in the last segment. What was it? You mentioned you grew up in a military family. Is this something that you knew you wanted to do as a young child?
Yeah, I decided when I was about 13 years old that I wanted to be in some type of special operations. My father really struggled, and I grew up in a very dysfunctional home because of my father's struggle. But even though my father had struggled, and he wasn't a model father at the time, the one bit of joy I ever seen in my dad was the fact that he was so proud of being a United States Marine, and I just had the desire to grab hold of that and be a Marine as well. And I passed on to my son.
One of the things that I respect you doing is that you are focusing a lot of your time and effort now. And first of all, you're a fellow brother in the Lord, and that's a big part of your life. But you're also helping veterans recover from PTSD. And I want you to tell our listeners about what the Mighty Oaks Foundation is all about.
Well, when I came home from 8th deployment, I was diagnosed with PTSD. I almost lost my family through a divorce, and I almost lost my life with taking my own life. And I came to this conclusion that the world would be better off, my family would be better off without me. And unfortunately, that same hopeless thought finds a home in the hearts of 20-plus veterans every single day. And when I got on the other side of it, it was through making a decision to align my life with the life that God intended through a relationship with Christ. And I just really get mentorship into being the biblical model of being the man that I was created to be. And that brought restoration in my life, brought hope in my life, brought purpose in my life. And I just wanted to share it with others And so we started the Mighty Oaks Foundation in 2011. And since then, again, I've spoken to over 150,000 active duty troops on spiritual resiliency. The Marine Corps asked me to speak at boot camp every quarter to all the Marine Corps recruits. And we run a camp for recovery from combat trauma and military service struggles to battle suicide and divorce and PTSD. We run 32 camps per year, and they're week-long camps. And we do this all for free, including travel to all of our warriors. And so if any warriors are listening, there is help out there. Mighty Oaks Foundation has done an incredible job of, you know, saving warriors' lives, restoring families, and bringing hope and purpose moving forward. And we have those programs available and free to all of our warriors, active duty, veteran community, spouses, et cetera.
You mentioned that you guys launched this back in 2011. What? Tell us about some of the folks that have been through this, and any of those stories really are striking for you.
Oh, so many of them. We had 3,000 from that core program. That's a week long. We have 3,090 graduates, and you know, despite the veteran suicide rate of 20 plus a day, we've only lost one graduate to suicide, and many of our guys have come just extremely struggling. And so I could tell you so many stories, but the one that sticks out to me most is Reed Hasty. I can say his name because he's a fellow veteran that teaches now at a program. But when it took us 6 months to get in our program because he was so debilitated by PTSD, he couldn't travel, he couldn't leave his home, he couldn't fly because his PTSD and panic attacks were so bad. He was in and out of the psychiatric ward. And finally he came to our program, and we were able to get him to travel there. And from the moment, from probably the second day he was there, he made a 180-degree turnaround in his life, and he's turned around and shared that with hundreds of other warriors going through our leadership training and becoming a team leader at our program. And he runs coming a team lead at us, he started a veterans our outpost group at his local church in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. And he's been able to pay that forward to hundreds, maybe if not thousands, of other veterans.
And Chad, I think people need to understand too, this is not some sort of an easy fix. This is a process that the veterans have to go through.
It is. You know, the problem's big. Again, there's over 20 suicides a day. Divorce rate's up to 80%. 35% of our veterans who go to combat are going to face post-traumatic stress. The problem's big, but there's also a solution. And we believe we found the solution through people making a decision to align their lives with the lives we're intended and created to live. And we've been extremely successful. I'm testifying before Congress on December 11th on faith programs for the VA and mental health. And we have the solution.
I am curious about the VA. Are they receptive to faith programs?
No. Back in 2008, the President Obama's administration defunded the Office of Faith Programs, which was a thriving program under the Bush administration, and everything shifted to clinical. Defunded positions and also understaffed those positions. And so as of to date, the VA is still in that state. President Trump has tried to reinstate faith in the VA and throughout the military, and it's been a battle. Some other people are big advocates for pushing this back. As VA, certain VA offices refer people to us, but that's systemic programming across the VA, VA-wide. It's 100% clinical, and we're trying to change that.
Yeah, we've got to change that. I think the program that you guys have is incredibly important, and it's already made a difference in so many lives. We've got to get you guys, plugged into the VA. That's just got to happen.
Well, I mean, since in the last 15 years, or about 16 years, 60 years ago, the suicide rate was 15 to 16 per day from veterans. And now it's over 20 a day. And the only thing that's changed has been billions of dollars and over 1,200 new programs in the VA and DOD that are clinical programs that have failed and continue to fail. And, we have a saying with our warriors when they come to our program, if what you're doing isn't working, then why not try something different? And so our message to the VA and the DOD is, why not try something different? And we have a proven track record of success.
And Chad, I have to imagine that, our listeners can get involved not only by supporting you guys, but also by calling their elected leaders in Congress and saying, get on board with this.
Yeah, get on board with it. We're not asking that the VA turns into a ministry. I mean, we understand there's a need for clinical programming, but there also needs to be an option for faith and community alternative programs, for peer-to-peer programs and mentorship. There has to be those options available for our warriors. They can't be just a single track to clinical, because all that does is medicate symptoms and leave our warriors in the mess that they're in now. And
right.
We need to have better systems.
MightyOaksPrograms.org. That is the web address, and folks can get more information there and donate and be a part of the ministry.
Yes, that's right. Every one of our warriors comes to our programs for free, and we even pay for their travel, and that's through support of a grateful nation. So if you want to support, get on there and do it.
All right, we'll do it. Chad, I got to ask you, though, the last name. I know that says you're based in California, but that sounds like a Louisiana name to me, Robichaud.
It's a Louisiana name. I'm from Louisiana. Mighty Oaks started in Texas, and we have a base in Texas and California, Ohio and Virginia. I live in Arizona, actually.
Oh, all right. Very good. Well, it was a good weekend for you guys, though, with the LSU Tigers.
Oh, yeah. It's always a good weekend when the Saints or Tigers win.
Indeed. Hey, Chad, we really appreciate you coming on the program, and we're going to do our best to get behind this. You let us know how we can be of help.
Thanks so much. God bless, and happy Veterans Day to everyone out there.
All right, Chad Robichaud, ladies and gentlemen, great American patriot, military veteran, Marine Corps, and he is leading a ministry called Mighty Oaks, which is helping veterans dealing with PTSD. And as you heard him say, the Obama administration eliminated faith-based programs from the military, and we've got to fix that. And we're going to put out some numbers, information on our website. We're going to be writing up a piece about this. All you need to know right now is this web address, MightyOaksPrograms.org. Check it out and see how you might be able to get involved in a terrific program. All right, folks, we've got to take a break, pay some bills here. ToddStearns.com is our website address. You can listen to the live stream of the show there 24/7. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Todd Stearns.
Hello, neighbor.
This Thanksgiving.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor.
Based on the true story of the friendship between Mr. Rogers and a cynical journalist.
You love broken people, like me.
Sometimes we have to ask for help, and that's okay.
Starring Tom Hanks and Matthew Reese, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters November 22nd. For tickets and showtimes, go to resources.abeautifulday.movie.
Liberty University is preparing students to enter a competitive job market. They have a low student-to-professor ratio, a caring Christian faculty, and more than 550 programs of study, ranging from undergraduate certificates to doctoral degrees. As the largest Christian university in the world, Liberty continues to establish itself as both a leading liberal arts university and an institution dedicated to the Christian faith. Learn more at liberty.edu. That's liberty.edu.
And now, Jonathan Cahn opens up today's word from the book, The Oracle, The Mystery of the Age.
One of the mysteries of the Oracle that it reveals is that of things yet to come. End time prophecy centers on Jerusalem. Messiah has to come to Jerusalem, so the Jewish people have to come to Jerusalem. But when Israel came back in the world, Jerusalem was in the hands of its enemies, Jordan. And there was no way it was coming back. But an amazing thing happens. The Soviet Union sends a false word to the Arab world. They start mobilizing to destroy Israel. It causes Israel to be in a war that causes Jerusalem to return to the Jewish people, prophecy to come true. It all began with the Soviet Union. The godless, anti-God, anti-Bible, anti-Christian Soviet Union ends up fulfilling Bible prophecy. How amazing is God? And that means all those things in your life that are against you, God will use them to fulfill his purposes in you.
What you have just heard comes from the book The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn, The Mystery of the Age. Learn more at theoraclemystery.com. And now, Jonathan Cahn opens up today's word from the book, The Oracle, The Mystery of the Age.
One of the mysteries that the Oracle reveals is that of things yet to come. And one of the secrets of the end times that it's revealed is that everything has to return to where it was at the beginning. Now, in the beginning of the age, everything went out from Jerusalem. The Jewish people went out, the church went out, the age went out from Jerusalem. Why? Because someone else went out from Jerusalem, Messiah. He departed Jerusalem from the Mount of Olives, and everything's going to follow him. So now we've been watching as the Jewish people are returned to Israel, to Jerusalem. The world is returning. Why? Because someone else is returning to Jerusalem, the Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus. See, he's the missing piece. Everything is leading up to him, even our lives, everything. He's the missing piece to our lives and to everything else.
What you have just heard comes from the book, The Oracle by Jonathan Kahn, The Mystery of the Age. Learn more at theoraclemystery.com.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
This is Frank Affney with the Secure Freedom Minute. The national security crisis at our southern border may just have been transformed from something that was dismissed, derided, and ignored by congressional Democrats to a reality that demands action. That could be the effect of the ambush and massacre of at least 9 American citizens by drug cartels yesterday in an area of northern Mexico just south of Arizona. If so, the question is what, if anything, will now be done? Will we finally finish building the wall? Will we put troops along the border to help secure it? Or will we, as President Trump just proposed to his Mexican counterpart, dispatch U.S. troops into Mexico to root out and destroy the gangs that killed Americans there and that are killing untold numbers of us with their drugs and violence here? The question should be all of the above and more, including interior enforcement. This is Frank Gaffney.
Truett McConnell University is training students to love the Lord, love the Word, love the Church, and love the lost. Scripture is the foundation for everything they do. It's who they are, preparing students not just for career, but to fulfill God's high calling on their lives. Truett McConnell University offers a wide array of bachelor's programs, some online, and they also have an outstanding Master of Arts in Theology. So if you'd like to schedule a visit to Truett's campus in the North Georgia Mountains, visit truett.edu. Oh, geez, Alu, look at the weather. Wow. I was just checking the weather forecast, flying out to Israel tomorrow. And this winter storm is, this thing is insane. So apparently, according to the National Weather Service, we're talking like a massive area of the country from the Midwest all the way to the Northeast is going to be impacted by this this winter storm. What is it? Is it the Weather Channel that comes up with the names for the storms?
I don't know, but I know right now it's 64 degrees here in Gainesville, Georgia, and tomorrow night they're calling for 27.
Yeah, you better get your long johns there, Caleb. It's going to get cold. I hope they keep the chickens down there warm. It's going to be chilly. I was checking with the family in Memphis. It's going to be 13 degrees, and they're forecasting sleet and snow for Memphis, Tennessee. You know it's cold when you got frost on the pork butt.
Well, that makes 27 sound way less intimidating.
Oh, that's like summertime, man. What are you complaining about? What are you complaining about? I'm not sure. What are they calling the storm? I haven't been. The Weather Channel started naming the storms. I never understood that.
I just call it cold. It's cold.
Winter storm cold. Winter storm frigid. That's it. But they always come up. I don't understand who this is a fairly new thing. I do believe that they've started naming the storms. And I just don't the storm names don't sort of like exude fear and trembling. You know what I mean? It's like I've got the list of the 2019-2020 winter storm names, like Winter Storm Gage. Caleb, they've got you on here. Winter Storm Caleb.
What is that?
Well, they do it alphabetically, so it may have already happened. I don't know. There's Winter Storm Ezekiel. I don't know about that. Winter Storm Lamont. Remember Sanford and Son? This may be before your time. Caleb. There used to be a very popular show called Sanford and Son.
Yeah, much like the whole conversation that we had last week what was the show we were talking about?
The Beverly Hillbillies.
The Beverly Hillbillies. I have not watched the show, but I'm familiar with the theme song.
Sanford and Son is not the Beverly Hillbillies, just FYI. Very different genre of comedy there.
Yes.
Anyway, Fred Sanford's son's name was Lamont, so that's all I was trying to say. Winter Storm Pearl, Winter Storm Ruth, Sadie, and Thatcher. You see, if I'm a weather forecaster, or we call them weather guessers here on the program, if I'm a weather guesser and I'm trying to, you've got like a blizzard coming and you're calling it Thatcher, that just doesn't, I'm not terrified of the storm. I mean, if it was like Winter Storm Jethro or.
I got to say, though, I'm pretty scared of Ezekiel. That sounds too biblical. It sounds like some massive storm that's going to wipe us out.
The apocalypse.
Yeah.
So anyway, all you folks better bundle up. I mean, this is a big deal of a storm. There was an incident at O'Hare International Airport in Chicago, and an American Airlines flight slid off a runway, and some highways are completely covered with snow and ice. This is not good. More than 575 flights have been canceled. My only concern here, because the storm is supposed to impact New York City tomorrow morning, and my flight leaves are around 11 o'clock. So I know we have some fill-in host for the Israel journey, but Caleb, there's a chance I might be stuck here in the United States.
Yeah, it's going to be a little hard to do a radio show from an airport, though.
That's true. By the way, speaking of that, I was in New Orleans over the weekend. We had a big book event in Lafayette, Louisiana. Had over 100 people come out on a Friday night. It was just a lot of fun. And I ended up driving over to New Orleans to catch the flight. The brand new airport just opened up. The brand new Louis Armstrong International Airport, 3 days old. And Caleb, I've got to tell you, I have never been more impressed with an airport. It was absolutely breathtaking. So all you folks down in New Orleans ought to be very proud of your brand new airport. But I got to tell you, the food, it was unbelievable.
I'm sure.
So amazing.
I'm sure all the Falcons fans who were flying back out of New Orleans were enjoying that, along with the win over the Saints this past weekend.
Well, all I can tell you is that they have, they have amazing, like the Café Du Monde is there. Emeril Lagasse has a restaurant at the airport. It's one of those airports where you don't mind if your flight is delayed. And my flight was actually delayed, so I got to enjoy breakfast and lunch at New Orleans, the new airport.
Yeah, because here in Atlanta, it's usually just, okay, how long is the line at the Chick-fil-A?
Oh, well, they had a Chick-fil-A, and the line was very long. But they have, like, Lucky's, which is kind of a New Orleans hot dog joint. They've got one of those there. Folks, it's worth it just to fly down to New Orleans, grab some food at the airport, and then go back to wherever you came from. It was very well done. So, anyway, hats off to the Big Easy. You guys, you done good. All right, got to take a break here, pay some bills. ToddStearns.com is the website. Alan West coming up next. Truett McConnell University is training students to love the Lord, love the Word, love the Church, and love the lost. Scripture is the foundation for everything they do. It's who they are, preparing students not just for a career, but to fulfill God's high calling on their lives. Truett McConnell University offers a wide array of bachelor's programs, some online, and they also have an outstanding Master of Arts in Theology. So if you'd like to schedule a visit to Truett's campus in the North Georgia Mountains, visit truett.edu.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
And now, Jonathan Kahn opens up today's word from the book, The Oracle, The Mystery of the Age.
One of the mysteries in The Oracle is called the Day of the Lions. You know, in the Six-Day War, the Jewish people came back to Jerusalem. And that's prophecy. Messiah, Jesus can't come until that happened. But there's a prophecy in the Bible where it says that God will fight like a lion for Jerusalem on that hill. Well, when the soldiers came into Jerusalem, and the first two soldiers that went on top of that hill, one was named Matagor, and the other was named Arek Achmim. The prophecy says God will fight like a lion and a young lion. The name Arek means lion. The name Gor means young lion. The two of them are the lion and the young lion on the hill. It is a sign saying that it is God who did it, not man. God is like a lion. And when Messiah comes again to that Jerusalem, he's not coming as a lamb, but as a lion.
What you have just heard comes from the book The Oracle by Jonathan Kahn, The Mystery of the Age. Learn more at theoraclemystery.com.
Hello, neighbor.
This Thanksgiving.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor.
Based on the true story of the friendship between Mr. Rogers and a cynical journalist.
You love broken people, like me.
Sometimes we have to ask for help, and that's okay.
Starring Tom Hanks and Matthew Reese. A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters November 22nd. For tickets and showtimes, go to resources.abeautifulday.movie.
This is Dr. Richard Lamb, president of Southern Evangelical Seminary. Welcome to Bringing Every Thought Captive. I've been sharing with you this week excerpts from Attorney General William Barr's great speech to the Notre Dame Law School. If you would like to read the Attorney General's entire speech, you can do so by checking the included link for today's program on the SES app, available for free on Google Play and the App Store. The Attorney General identified the massive failings of enemies arrayed against religion in modern American society. And I quote, "Secularists and their allies among the progressives have marshaled all the forces of mass communications, popular culture, the entertainment industry, and academia in an unremitting assault on religion and traditional values. These instruments are used not only to affirmatively provoke secular orthodoxy, but also to drown out and silence opposing voices, and to attack viciously and hold up to ridicule any dissenters." End quote. Then the Attorney General goes on to say that one of the ironies is that this secular project has itself become a religion, pursued with religious fervor. It takes on all the trappings of religion, including inquisitions and excommunications. Those who defy the creed risk a figurative burning at the stake. Social, educational, and professional ostracism and exclusion waged through lawsuits and savage social media campaigns, end quote. In other words, the new irreligion is terribly, terribly intolerant. And the Attorney General points out as well that as the social consequences of this moral relativism pile up, today, instead of addressing the underlying causes, we've made the state the alleviator of bad consequences, calling on the state to mitigate the social costs of personal misconduct and irresponsibility. The reaction to drug addiction is safe injection site. The solution to the breakdown of the family is to set up the state as an ersatz husband for single mothers and an ersatz father to their children. More about this tomorrow. This is Richard Land.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. I just want to remind you, head over to the website, toddstarnes.com. We have some great specials over on the company store and some great things for you to get the deplorable in your life for this this beautiful Christmas season coming up. All right, you know what? We're going to do some trivia here. We've got Lieutenant Colonel, we got Al West coming up in just a second, but we want to give away a couple of copies of my book. So here's the deal. If you know the answer to this question, give us a call. We want to know, what was Veterans Day? What did they call Veterans Day? It was not. It was originally not called Veterans Day. What was the original name for the holiday? If you know the answer, give us a call, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868 if you know the answer to today's trivia question. Well, I want to bring in our good friend Alan West. Alan, always great to have you on the program, but especially today being Veterans Day.
It's good to be with you, Todd, and to all of those soldiers, sailors, airmen, marine, and Coast Guardsmen out there. Happy Veterans Day.
Alan, I am curious. We, you know, we had Jonathan Gilliam on earlier, Chad Robichaux from the Mighty Oaks Foundation just a few seconds ago.
Yeah.
I've been asking, you guys are kind of the all-star lineup here on our Veterans Day show. How did you get involved in the military?
Well, it's very simple. When you have a father that served in World War II, my mom did 25 years civilian service with the 6th Marine Corps District Headquarters in Atlanta. My older brother was a Vietnam Marine infantryman, wounded at Khe Sanh. So when I was 15 years of age, my dad challenged me, because he had only been a corporal, and my older brother, Lance Corporal, he challenged me to be the first officer in our family. And just praise be to God, I went through high school junior ROTC, went to the University of Tennessee through their ROTC program, and on 31 July 1982, I was commissioned as a second lieutenant in the United States Army Field Artillery.
It's amazing because, you know, we heard a similar story from Jonathan and also from Chad about this, you know, mm-hmm. this tradition, you know, a family tradition of being in the military. That's what this country's all about.
It is. It is that lineage, that legacy that is passed down from family to family. And if we ever get to the point, Todd, where we don't raise the next generation of those young men and women that are willing to stand on freedom's ramparts. And really, when you think about being a veteran, I spoke about this earlier today. It's kind of like Isaiah 6 and 8, when Isaiah was there and the host of the Lord said, you know, whom shall we send? Who will go for us? And Isaiah stepped up and said, here am I, send me. And ever since those patriots stepped out of their homes and their taverns at Lexington Green and took on the greatest military power, the greatest power the world knew at that time, and that was Mother England, there have been young men and women continually saying, send me. But what I am concerned about is this snowflake generation that we see popping up all across our country, to the point where I just read that today the University of Virginia canceled the 21-gun salute to the veterans because it promotes gun violence.
Yeah, we've been talking about that story all day on the show. It's just mind-boggling that the university capitulated to these kids and said, you know what, we're going to take away the 21-gun salute.
Yeah, how disrespectful to, you know, those men and women who have served our great nation, and as Abraham Lincoln said in Gettysburg Address, gave that last full measure of devotion. And that's my concern. I mean, where are the adults in our society now that would tell these young kids, you know, just stop it. You know, just get over yourself. And no, we're not going to allow you to go to a safe space. As a matter of fact, we're going to mandate that, you know, University of Virginia students come out and attend, you know, the Veterans Day ceremony, because these people are the reasons why you can be here studying at the University of Virginia.
Campus Reform has one of their brilliant videos up. They sent a reporter out to talk to students, and not a single student could name a war that was justified, that the U.S. fought. Not a one.
Now, isn't that incredible? So I guess World War II was not justified against, you know, Nazi Germany, Italian fascism, Japanese imperialism. But just to think, a Revolutionary War was not justified, that enables them to live in this incredible land that we call the United States of America, a beacon of liberty, freedom, and democracy. I mean, that's pretty scary, Todd.
Now, you see, Allie, you see, I think that's exactly where we're going with all of this. You know, they had that big dust up a couple of months ago at George Washington University, talking about the mascot being the Colonials. That's an offensive term now. I think that somewhere in the education system, they're trying to convince the students that our country is illegitimate. And I'm not sure what the end game there is, but I don't like where it's going.
Well, I agree with you, and that's why I tell people the most important elected position in the United States of America is school board, because that's where it starts. Yeah. And, of course, we got to try to do something with our colleges and universities. And I believe that alumni should stop, you know, writing checks to these universities and these colleges that they're just really indoctrinating our kids. And when you think about it, Todd, we don't teach history prior to the Industrial Revolution in many of our schools in the United States of America. And last year in Texas, it got so bad that there were some people that came up with the idea to remove the reference of heroic as it applied to the defenders of the Alamo from Texas state history books. Now, who comes up with the stupid idea that the people that stood there for 13 days, 185, against thousands of the Mexican army under Santa Anna and his tyranny, that their sacrifice was not heroic? This is a very bad place that we are in the United States of America. This is why progressive socialism must be defeated.
Alan, to your point, I was glancing at this campus reform video shot at Howard University, by the way. One student argued that World War II was a just war because the U.S. won freedom from Great Britain.
That's the end of the story.
There you go. That's, geez, Alou, unbelievable. Hey, by the way, the last time we had you on, you mentioned that you're running for the chairman of the to head up the GOP there in Texas. When is that election?
Yes, sir. That election will be at the state convention, which will be next year, the 12th through the 16th of May down in Houston. And it's a different process. If you go to our website, West4Texas.com, we explain the process, because it's by delegates. And so really the delegates start to be selected next year in March after the Super Tuesday primary vote.
Got it. West4Texas.com. All right, we'll send folks over there. Good luck to you. I mean, quite frankly, it seems to be a no-brainer in my estimation.
Well, you know, you take nothing for granted. You got to work hard. You got to let people know that you're very serious about keeping the great state of Texas, the Lone Star State, a conservative bright red.
Well said. Alan, happy Veterans Day.
Thanks so much, Tara. God bless you for all you do.
All right. Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, ladies and gentlemen, retired and serving our great nation, not just in the military, but also in politics now. And quite frankly, the state of Texas needs him. They need a fighter to head up the Republican Party there in the Lone Star State. He's got a great line. Hold Texas, hold the nation. All right. Look, before we go to break here, we did throw out a trivia question about Veterans Day, and I understand that we have a caller. Let's go to Joanne listening to us on Talk 107.1. That's over in Morehead City, North Carolina. Hi, Joanne. How are you doing today?
I'm just fine. How are you today?
Well, I am good. It's about to get cold. I don't know if you guys are if the temperature's going to drop where you're at, but everybody else in the South is going to be shivering.
Yes, it's supposed to get cold here tonight and tomorrow. So,
My goodness. All right, Joanne, here was the question. We wanted to know, what did they used to call Veterans Day? They used not to call it Veterans Day. It's grammatically incorrect there. But right. So what did they used to?
Armistice Day, in memoration of the end of World War One.
Yes, Joanne, you're absolutely right. It was called Armistice Day, and World War One officially ended on June 28th, 1919, but the fighting went on for a while after that. And the actual armistice was put into effect on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, which is why we commemorate and we remember Veterans Day on November the 11th. Joanne, congratulations.
Well, thank you. And also, I'd like to just say that yesterday, November the 10th, was the 244th birthday of the U.S. Marine Corps.
Well, it's that is certainly a birthday worth celebrating, in my estimation, Joanne.
Yes, I think so, too.
All right. Well, look, don't go anywhere. We're going to put you on hold, and Caleb's going to get all your information there. We want to send you a little prize in the mail, and we appreciate you listening to the program on Talk 107. Great radio station there in North Carolina. All right. We've got to take a break here and pay some bills. Here is the next question, and this is a twofer. So if you get this one right, you'll have to answer one more to win a prize. Veterans Day with an apostrophe or not? Veterans Day with an apostrophe or not? If you know the answer, give us a call, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're with Todd Starnes.
Truett McConnell University is training students to love the Lord, love the Word, love the Church, and love the lost. Scripture is the foundation for everything they do. It's who they are, preparing students not just for a career, but to fulfill God's high calling on their lives. Truett McConnell University offers a wide array of bachelor's programs, some online, and they also have an outstanding Master of Arts in Theology. So if you'd like to schedule a visit to Truett's campus in the North Georgia Mountains, visit truett.edu.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Hello, neighbor.
This Thanksgiving,
it's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor.
Based on the true story of the friendship between Mr. Rogers and a cynical journalist.
You love broken people, like me.
Sometimes we have to ask for help, and that's okay.
Starring Tom Hanks and Matthew Reese, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters November 22nd. For tickets and showtimes, go to resources.abeautifulday.movie.
What do you see for the next generation? Do you see a prospering nation? Do you see hope? The future is ours to create, and Liberty University is driven to train positive influencers for our country and our culture. Our mission is to guide students toward leadership as servants of the people, defenders of freedom, and champions of truth. Discover how you can impact the next generation of champions for Christ at liberty.edu/starnes.
Since 1971, Liberty University's values have been defined by a commitment to excellence and a biblical worldview. Their mission of training champions for Christ has remained the foundation of everything they do. It's that mission that propels Liberty students to excellence in the classroom and beyond. More than 550 programs of study from undergrad to doctoral degrees, effectively preparing students to enter a competitive job market. Visit liberty.edu to learn more. That's liberty.edu.
And now, Jonathan Kahn opens up today's word from the book, The Oracle, The Mystery of the Age.
One of the mysteries that the Oracle reveals is that of things yet to come. And one of the secrets of the end times that it's revealed is that everything has to return to where it was at the beginning. Now, in the beginning of the age, everything went out from Jerusalem. The Jewish people went out, the church went out, the age went out from Jerusalem. Why? Because someone else went out from Jerusalem, Messiah. He departed Jerusalem from the Mount of Olives, and everything's going to follow him. So now we've been watching as the Jewish people are returned to Israel, to Jerusalem. The world is returning. Why? Because someone else is returning to Jerusalem, the Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus. See, he's the missing piece. Everything is leading up to him, even our lives, everything. He's the missing piece to our lives and to everything else.
What you have just heard comes from the book, The Oracle by Jonathan Kahn, The Mystery of the Age. Learn more at theoraclemystery.com.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Just checking in on the comments on the live stream. Want to say a special hello to all of our great listeners on the live stream. You can access that free of charge over at toddstarns.com. Becky writes in. Becky says, "Hey, Todd, here in Iowa, it is now 17 degrees with strong winds. And tonight it's going to get down to 1 degree. That's 1 degree. Caleb, have you ever heard of such a thing? 1 degree.
No, we don't get that here in the state of Georgia.
No. And if you do, it's a very bad thing that's happened. There has been an apocalypse. That's cold. Sharon writes in, says, "Hey, Todd, so sorry I missed your book signing in Moorhead City, but I pre-ordered your book. I guess that's Culture Jihad." She says, "It's an awesome book." She says, "I've been to Israel and Egypt on a Bible tour. OMG, it was so wonderful." Well, Sharon, thanks for the kind words there. And I am looking forward to the trip to Israel. I've never been, and they say it's a life-changing event, and it's really going to impact the way that you read the Bible. So I'm at least that's what, you know, that's what I've been told. So I am curious if you have been what your experience was like. 844-747-8868 is our number. Let's go to Shauna calling from Old Orchard Beach in the great state of Maine, listening to us on the Big Lobster WLOB. Hi, Shauna. How are you?
Hi, I'm very good. How are you?
Doing well. Always good to hear from our friends in the great state of Maine. Has the cold weather reached you guys yet?
We're getting there. We're getting a little cold front. It's up and down.
All right. Okay. Because it gets really cold up in Maine. I can tell you that much.
Yeah, it sure does.
All right. Here is the question. This is a tricky question now. Veterans Day, is it with the apostrophe or without?
I'm going to say without, just because every time I've ever remembered seeing anything about Veterans Day, I've never recalled an apostrophe. So without.
And you are absolutely correct. It is Veterans Day without the apostrophe. So well done there, Shauna.
Good memory.
It's a
good military
great
family.
Is that right? So tell me, so you've got family members that serve.
I do. Both of my grandparents, including my grandmother, were in the Marines, and I just heard on your station that yesterday was their 244th anniversary. My dad is in the Army, or was, excuse me, and my husband is in the Air National Guard in Alaska currently.
Wow, that's a long way from home.
Yes.
Well, Shauna, we just want to say thank you for the great service that your family is providing to this country and standing up and defending freedom. That means a whole lot. You come from good folks.
Thank you. Yes, I do.
All right, Shauna, here's what we're going to do, because time is quickly expiring here. We're going to put you on hold, and we're going to get all your information, so we'll send you something out of the Todd Stern Show prize closet.
Woo-hoo!
All right, and thanks for listening to WLOB2. Great folks there. Ray Richardson Country. Ray hosts the morning show up there, and we actually did a book event in Portland a couple of years back, had a great time. And one of the highlights, though, I got to meet Linda Bean of L.L. Bean, the catalog folks, and she's got a restaurant up there, and they have some pretty good seafood up in that part of the country. So thanks to all of our great listeners, our good friends up in Portland and the great state of Maine. All right, well, let me explain what's going to happen over the next week or so, because I am, in fact, heading to Israel. We'll be joining a group from K-Love, which is a Christian radio network, and they invited me to be a part of this group Willie and Corey Robertson from the Duck Dynasty crew, they're going to be on this journey as well. And an incredible Christian musician by the name of Zach Williams, he's going to be doing music. And I just cannot wait. We have about 100 people in our team, and we are going to be hitting all of the major sites. And my understanding is we're also going to do a baptism service out there, which is it's just going to be phenomenal. So we are going to have some fill-in hosts over the next week and a half. Our good friend Harry Hurley, and many of you remember Harry's voice from the old show. Harry is a morning show host, a former employee of Donald Trump, and he is going to be filling in. And also a new friend of this program, Martha Zoller, who is from the great state of Georgia. She hosts a radio program. She is one of the great political strategists there in the state of Georgia. And Martha is going to be on the program as well. So and then I'm going to be calling in every single day. So we're still hoping and praying that we're going to be able to do at least one or two of the shows live from Israel. Regardless, I will be weighing in at the start of every single show and providing an opening monologue and talking about the latest with the impeachment hearings as they begin. You say, well, Todd, you just started the show. Why are you going out of town? Well, we had this on the books for about a year, and it would have been unfair to all the folks who bought tickets if we didn't go along. So that's why we're doing this. And so we just ask that you bear with us and hang tight with us. Harry and Martha are going to do a terrific job. They're going to keep you up to date. We're going to have some incredible guests, and the entire team is going to stay put to make sure that you get all the news and information that you need noon to 3 Eastern on the Todd Starnes radio program. In the meantime, you better believe we're going to be posting a lot of pictures and posting a lot of stories from the Holy Land. And if you haven't already subscribed, you should do so to our Instagram account, Todd Starnes FNC. That's Todd Starnes FNC. And we're going to be posting a lot of photos and video as we set about doing the Holy Land tour. Also very excited because some of my family are going to be traveling as well. Aunt Lynn and Uncle Jerry from Coldwater, Mississippi. Aunt Lynn doesn't like to fly, but I told her they've got a free bar up on the airplane. So I'll keep you posted on how that goes. Jeez-a-loo. All right, folks, it's been a fun day. Want to say God bless you all. God bless the awesome men and women of the United States Armed Forces. Happy Veterans Day, everybody. We'll be right back.
And now, Jonathan Cahn opens up today's mystery from the Book of Mysteries.
In the Book of Mysteries, the teacher leads the disciple into the Chamber of Garments and there reveals to him the mantle of Messiah. In the Bible, the mantle or the cloak represented one's calling and anointing. When Moses went up to God, the mantle fell on Joshua. When Elijah went up to heaven at the end of his ministry, his mantle fell on Elisha. Messiah also ascended to heaven. But on whom did his mantle fall? The answer is Messiah's mantle is so big it couldn't possibly fall on any one person. It falls on all of us. Each one has a part. And it fell on the day of Pentecost. And Messiah's mantle is now given to you. How do you fulfill your calling? By finding it in his calling. By living it in his power and walking by his spirit. For the mantle of Messiah has fallen on you, and in that you can do all things through him who strengthens you.
What you have just heard comes from the Book of Mysteries. Learn more online at mysteriesbook.com. That's mysteriesbook.com.
Have you ever considered that God has called you to be a protector of life? Hello, I'm Sam Rohra with another Stand in the Gap Minute. Each day in America, approximately 3,000 abortions occur. And since the legalization of abortion in our country, more children have lost their lives to abortion than were killed in all of World War II. And despite this tragic situation, we cannot simply shake our heads in distress or hide from the issue. Instead, God calls us to get involved in protecting the lives of others. Proverbs 31:8 teaches, "Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves." This certainly includes the pre-born children of our nation at risk of abortion. From volunteering at your local pregnancy care center to supporting pro-life values across the nation, we each have a role in protecting life. The pre-born children of America need our prayers and our protection. Together, we can and will protect the lives of this generation and the generations to come. Sign up and stand with us at AmericanPastorsNetwork.net.